T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Did you miss this one?
Uh-oh. I had some meetings.
No.
Can't hear yourself?
Man. We have audio problems, audio difficulties.
A literal problem.
What happened?
You're on.
Okay.
What happened? You got headphone problems?
I'm good now.
All right. Because you know what you could do is put the headphones on before 2:02. You could actually,
This is coming at me?
Yeah. No. But what I say is, because I notice you do this at the beginning of every show. You pull your headphones out the moment the music starts, but we're sitting in here, we're jawboning for 6 minutes.
Jawbone.
I should have called him jawbone.
I sit around, I lay out everything, and I always, every day I say, damn, I need something else to do this job. And it's my headphones.
Right? Am I lying, Laro? He starts
every single day.
Every show. We sit in here. I plug my headphones in. Sometimes 5 minutes before 2 o'clock, you know, and I'll say, oh, something sounds wrong. Can you adjust this or adjust that? 201, 202, dude reaches into his bag. The music's playing.
It should be your first thing you do.
And that's what he starts doing. So
that or log into the computer.
I see that.
Bring out my notes.
I see you've got the hot tamale candies laid out, though, in a nice, pretty display. You spent a few minutes doing that.
I got my Pepsi, my watermelon soda. See, all these headphones, just I got priorities.
Those hot tamale candies are good.
Oh, delicious.
You brought them to the Panthers game the other day. I'm not going to lie. I hadn't had them in a long time. Don't get antsy, people. We're about to break down the AAF. Don't get antsy. We'll get there. We won some money yesterday.
I was surprised at the football side.
Well, okay, so I want to ask you about, there's a couple things going on in football. Breaking news, Browns have signed Kareem Hunt. Let me just say that, you know, someone, and there's always someone, if you've got some football left in you, they're going to take you.
Left in you?
Unless.
He ain't even got to his football prime. He's a puppy. He ain't got facial hair.
Unless you're Colin Kaepernick. Then it doesn't matter. But I'm not doing that today.
Okay. Eric Reed just signed a 3-year deal.
Did he signed a 3-year deal?
Been kneeling the same game, the same amount of time that Kaepernick.
Kaepernick has been the face of it though, but yeah. Eric Reed's been doing the same thing.
Got him another $22 million.
So yeah, I think because Colin Kaepernick's a quarterback though, that is really the face of a franchise. But we're not doing this today. Save your texts. Save your texts. Send them to someone else. Send them to Sean Hannity.
Your text is about the AAF all weekend. That's what was getting to me. I would rather watch AAF on a loop than get your text messages.
Kareem Hunt, he goes to the Browns, and Kyler Murray today announced that he is going to play in the NFL. Now, again, he still always will have the option to leave the NFL and go play baseball, and that's always got to be in the back of anyone's head that's going to take a first-round draft pick with him.
Yes.
Right? You always have to keep that in the back of your head.
It's a backup plan.
Always. He's got it, though. Like
he has a million-dollar backup plan.
He'll always have that
he's
ready.
He's not going to be the strength coach at Oklahoma. He's about to go play for the Oakland A's or something.
Would you take a flyer on him if you're the Dolphins? Because he's going to be available at 13. I'm pretty convinced of it.
Yes.
You would.
I like that you called it a flyer because of the fact that he just married the NFL with that statement he came out with. But divorce rate's over 50% now in the U.S.
Right.
Like, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. He's not a big dude. Let Jadeveon Clowney come off the edge and bust him in the back of his head. He has to go to the sideline and say, damn, that doesn't happen in the outfield. Damn, that didn't happen at the plate.
It's crazy the draw of, I think, what is it, fame maybe? Fame versus, because there's no choice between the two sports. It's unbelievable to me. Now, I don't know what he would get guaranteed, but I know in baseball, whatever he signs is guaranteed.
Yes.
And it's probably, if he's as good, you know, didn't they take a first-round pick on him, Oakland?
Yes, he had like a $5 million signing bonus
right.
that he
so
has to return.
Right, so let's say he comes up to the majors, he's good or whatever, he's a $100 million guy, and he's never going to get hit in the back of the head.
Yeah.
Like, the difference between the two sports, contractually, physically, long-term on your health, there's no comparison. If you make a pro-con list, there. I mean, I know you're pushing your son towards baseball, not football.
Yeah.
For that reason.
Oh, the health part of it and the
money,
contracts. It makes more sense.
It makes sense.
I've told a story before when the baseball coach in North Springs High School came and asked me to play baseball, and I looked him straight in his eyes and said, "Coach, black guys don't play baseball. The whole team was white dudes and Spanish guys. Black guys don't play baseball." I regret that because I think if someone pushed my athleticism in a direction of another sport, I might have been able to go pro in another sport. But in inner city Atlanta, basketball, football. Other than that, nobody's talking to you. Nobody's coming to your games.
It's an amazing pull, the NFL right now. You see where the cachet is, right? NFL versus wherever baseball is in the pantheon of it. And I know Derek Jeter, he spoke with the media today. In fact, Will Manso from Local 10, he's going to join us in, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes. He was down at Marlins Park today to talk with Derek Jeter. But in the pantheon of what is, you know, the bright, shiny object, the NFL is so far ahead of MLB right now. And I think Kyler Murray is a perfect example of it. That dude, small dude, he could go play baseball right now for the rest of his life. He will be set for the rest of his life. His family will be set for the rest of his life. And he will never face the scrutiny that an NFL quarterback faces, which is intense.
Yes.
And he's choosing that scrutiny, the physical deterioration of your body, which happens, and the non-guaranteed money. While some of it will be guaranteed, and we see a little bit of a paradigm shift in NFL contracts. We saw it with Kirk Cousins.
Those first rounders, which if he goes 13, he'll have that first that guaranteed money early. And that'll be close to 20.
Right.
I know Pat. I'm looking at Patrick Mahomes' contract right now. He has $16 million. He's made 11 already.
Yeah.
Like, so think about that. Patrick Mahomes been in the league 2 years. $11 million in his bank account after taxes. I won't get into it. He's made 11. He only has 5 from baseball. And where is he going to go from there? Is he going to five A's somewhere down in Wicatonka?
I mean, he'll do that for a year or two. He will. He'll ride a bus for a year or two in Wicatonka.
But that. but that's even with that, what I have to think about with him is if I'm sitting down, talking to him, you can get guaranteed $20 million in 4 years in the league as a first-round quarterback. Baseball, you're going to get $5 million, and we don't know where you're going to be in 4 years. Get this first hit and then go to baseball. Like if I was sitting in the dark with no cameras around, hey, get this NFL money real quick. Play for 2 years, get you $10, $15 million in your bank account, and then go to baseball. And then get another lick with them and maybe have a chance to get him a damn Giancarlo Stanton contract. To be honest, I would really have to sit down and talk to this young man to have the kahunas to draft him number 13 because the fact that might be a wasted pick in a year and a half, 2 years.
Somebody text in, I was hoping Hawk would say Pantheon today. Well, you're welcome.
I like that word.
You do say that a lot.
I do. I find it to be a very descriptive word, pantheon. It's a good way. You know, I like the Mount Rushmore. I like ranking things. Well, pantheon, you have to rank it. Where does it fall in the pantheon of whatever?
Lists are great.
Lists are great. I've got lists to get to today.
Lists are awesome.
We watched the AAF, the Alliance of American Football, over the weekend. We had money on all the games. And really, you'll never forget where you were week one of the AAF, I think, right? I feel comfortable saying that.
What happened?
I say you'll never forget where you were the first week of the Alliance. Game presentation, I thought, was pretty good. They had Kurt Warner. Saturday night, it was the pregame. It was Kurt Warner. Last night, I was watching NFL Network, the Arizona Hotshots, of course. They were on, who the hell were they playing?
Arizona, were they playing?
Salt Lake, I think. Dennis Erickson, right? I think it was Dennis Erickson and the Salt Lake football squad. What's the Salt Lake team?
I got to look it up.
Well, we're getting there. I mean, it's a league in progress. We had money on Arizona, but I was watching the Arizona game on NFL Network. I don't know if it was Spiro Dedis on the call or whatnot, but it was Marvin Lewis in the booth as the analyst and Maurice Jones-Drew in the booth with them as well. Like, the game presentation is pretty good.
Salt Lake Stallions. And the Arizona Hotshots.
Yeah.
And it was funny for you to bring that up because one of my things I have written down was they actually treat, I don't know why I thought they were going to treat it like a joke, because I thought it was a joke, but like they come in with the music and they're talking about these guys, and a running back breaks for 15. Young talented guy out of, you know, Wichita State.
The game broadcast was right on.
And the officiating.
There were a lot of things about the league that I actually enjoyed. I'm not kidding you. Now, you know, Len, our program director, was asking me, because he said, what'd you do this week? And I said, well, Saturday night, I had a couple friends over, and we watched this Alliance of American Football. I had what I believe is South Florida's largest AAF watch party.
Five.
Me, Chuck, Jim, my wife, and my son. Five.
That was a fun party.
Grubhub. Not Grubhub. Uber Eats. First time I ever ordered off Uber Eats.
Really?
Yeah. Very easy.
What'd you order?
We got Hooters. You know, I logged on. And it goes, you know, hey, in your area, here are restaurants that have just been ordered from. If you want to order from one of those, there's no charge. There's like no delivery charge because we already have a driver going there. And the first one was Hooters. And I was like, okay, we'll get some wings. And then it starts counting down. You have 4.5 minutes because the driver's on his way there or whatever. And now I'm like, and I've never ordered on Uber Eats. So I'm like, you know, I'm trying to fly around on the app. The thing's running out of time. I got the order. I saved $3.99. But I believe it was South Florida's largest AAF watch party.
Anybody getting a fight or arrested?
At the watch party?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, it could have been that good of a party.
I didn't say it was a good party. I just said it was South Florida's largest.
That's how I judge parties.
So Len, our program director, he's asking me, he's like, so what'd you think of the AAF? And they're calling it the Alliance a lot. That's what they...
We're not going to stick to AAF?
AAF, the Alliance. And he said, how was it? And I said, you know, hard to gauge because I had friends over, we were drinking beer, we had wings, and we had money on the game. I'll watch, you know, dog racing. Like, you know.
Oh, I know.
You know
what? Like you're telling us something new, something secret?
We did that for the Nathan's hot dog eating contest, and it was the greatest hour that I've ever spent. Like, we had money on it. To me, you put money on anything, and it makes it. So I don't know. Did anyone watch the Alliance just for fun, like as a football player? We had money on all four games.
Yes.
So we had a vested interest in watching it, and we had talked about it on the air. And so I don't know how people perceived it as just a leisure watch. You saw that it outrated on Saturday night on CBS. It rated higher than ABC's broadcast of OKC in Houston. NBA.
But that's if I tell you I have a bear about to wrestle an alligator. You're going to watch it because it's new.
I agree. Week two matters a hell of a lot more than week one. Week three matters a hell of a lot more than week two, and so on and so forth.
I was surprised, and I went in very skeptical. I'm not going to lie. I was talking about it last week.
Expecting the worst.
This new league. These are washed up guys or guys that couldn't make it in the NFL, because if they could make it to the NFL, they would. I was surprised. The way the league is set up, the way the TV broadcast is put on, it's very professional. And then last week we found the NFL is behind it. They're trying to make this like the NFL feeder league, the G League of the NFL. So that kind of, I saw that in the game. There wasn't a crazy amount of talent on the field.
Right.
That we're used to coming off of the Super Bowl, coming off of what we watched. But I don't know if it's going to be out of here in 3 weeks like I thought it would. I think it got some legs because of the fact that it has money behind it,
yeah.
It has some structure.
The broadcast partners and the way that they present it, I think it's going to go a distance. And the NFL is embracing it. They're not, an investor in it, and they don't have any financial stake. But they want it to succeed. We talked about it last week. They want it to almost be a feeder league for the NFL. So I think if the quality of play has to pick up a little bit, because there was such a disparity between the haves and the have-nots. I mean, this Christian Hackenberg, did you watch him play at all?
Yeah, he struggled.
Oh, my God. The fact that this dude was an NFL quarterback, I mean, he's one of the worst quarterbacks I've ever seen. When you talk about having seen,
Jamarcus Russell.
Jamarcus Russell throw a ball, meaning to throw it in the field of play.
Hit a
and
fan.
Throwing it where it hits a fan. And I'm like, man. And then I watched Christian Hackenberg. I said, how is this possible? And he's a big dude, too, man. He's terrible.
There was a tweet I read. He hasn't scored. He hasn't been on the field with a touchdown since college.
Yes. In his entire professional football career, including his first game ever with the Alliance, he has never scored a touchdown. That's unbelievable.
I think that's something a quarterback needs to do.
And you know who the MVP was? I think it was which game?
The MVP of what? The week one?
No, but one of the games, Terrence Garvin was in one of the games.
Two interceptions.
Yeah, Terrence Garvin.
Who does he play for?
Orlando.
Orlando.
Yeah.
He was the MVP of that game. It was Orlando and Atlanta.
Yes, Terrence. Orlando Apollos, Atlanta.
Legends. Okay. Legends, yeah. Anyway, we'll get into that. Will Manso is going to join us in a second. I'll ask him about the Alliance of American Football, if you watched it at all. We can ask Will, too, about the Kevin Durant double dribble that was not called last night. Maybe cost the Heat a very impressive upset victory over Golden State. Now it's nothing but a
loss.
That's
that last play to me.
The Deion Waiters fadeaway three.
5 seconds and your only play is given to Deion ISO.
And you only need two. I mean, I don't want to send it to overtime either, but I'd rather have a two going to overtime than a fadeaway three.
I'd rather have Spo telling me all these years, we have this and we have triggers off this and a trigger off that and a third option trigger. And then Deion takes it and shoots a damn fadeaway three.
That's what you like about him.
Who did? I don't want him to know.
That is what he liked about. That's exactly what you liked about him.
I like him in the third quarter going crazy.
I wanted D Wade to take the shot, but you know how I am.
I think I'm with you.
Dude blocked Kevin Durant's shot and then couldn't quite get up for that dunk.
It was a finger roll.
And then I want to ask Will Manso. He was at Marlins Park today. Derek Jeter tried to calm the masses, you know, get everybody excited. So lots to get to with Will Manso. Radio.com.
I was left to my own devices. Many days fell away with nothing to show, and the walls kept tumbling.
What kind of version is this of this song?
The Audion remix.
Huh. Great clouds roll. Well, mellower.
House it up, you know.
From above.
If you close your eyes,
hey, oh, 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 hey, oh. Will Manso's on hold for this.
Come
guy's
on, man.
Taking time out of his day. Hey, oh, hey, oh.
Busy man.
Hey, oh, hey, oh. So much to cover with Will Manso. We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Are they going to do the hey-os here? I don't want to go out
so
yet.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, please.
Oh. Let's hear it together.
But if you close your eyes.
There's no hey-o, hey-os.
It's better.
No. This song's nothing without the hey-o, hey-o.
This song's nothing. You should have left it at that.
But it's better with the hey-o, hey-os. Would you agree? Will Manso's on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. You watch him on Local 10 and Fox Sports Sun. Maybe you watched him last night. Here he is. Hello, Will.
My favorite part of coming on with you guys is figuring out what the hell you're talking about before I'm on.
You would agree, though, that song's much better with the hey-o, 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 yeah, hey-o.
That dance techno mix just wasn't doing it.
Yeah.
You needed that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to agree with you there.
Come on, Will.
Yeah, no, he's right. He's 100% right. Hey-o, hey-o. All right.
Nobody knows what you're talking about.
I have a wheel of sports topics to get to with you, Will, because last night the Heat kind of got jobbed maybe out of a potential victory. You had the Marlins today. You were down there at Marlins Park. You got to speak with Derek Jeter. The Alliance of American Football kicked off this weekend. I don't know. Where should I go first? With Will Crowder?
The Marlins.
All right, Marlins. Yes. You were down at Marlins Park today. What did Derek Jeter say to satiate the masses who might be a little, upset at the JT Real Muto trade and the fact that they have no chance this year?
He said nothing to do that. I mean, there was nothing he could have said today to make anyone feel better about this team. And I think, you know, guys, he always, in the time he's been there, has talked about the big picture and the long term. And, you know, he always says he hates to lose and he has no patience, but he preaches patience and understanding that they may go through these struggles. So what he said on JT was, look, we didn't have to make the deal, but we felt this was the right deal, and we weren't going to make it for anyone but ourselves, and we think we got a good package of prospects. And what he said about the expectations this year is that, you know, you'll never say you're going to lose or fail. He doesn't want that attitude, but he understands that fans are, you know, are struggling to come back, and they've got to go kind of one by one almost and bring those fans back. Now, it was interesting, guys. The way it's set up was Jeter met us right by, like, home plate area with all the construction behind us, and that was intentional. He wanted people to see in the background all the work being done at the ballpark. Like, that's a big part of their rebranding is that, look, we want to make this ballpark more fan-friendly, more Miami, more what you guys wanted, and we're in the process of that.
And, Will, I read on your Twitter, you know, some of his quotes, and it's about the third time somebody's asked him about the roster and the talent on the roster, and it seems like he gets a little attitude. Is he pushing a narrative, or is he this naive to believe, like, this roster can compete? Because he always says that, we're not going out to lose. But you have no players, Jeter.
Oh, he's 100% pushing a narrative. I mean, there's, you know, and he was asked, actually, I asked him and others as well, but I said, you know, hey, you do know that people think you're going to be the worst team in baseball. And he kind of sarcastically said, oh, really? Well, I haven't heard that. I mean, look, Derek Jeter's not dumb. He knows what's being said about him, about his team, about his franchise, about what he's doing. He understands that's out there. He's just not going to feed the masses. In his mind, if you enter that, if you bring that into the equation, you're admitting that you're going to lose and you're planning to lose. But there's no doubt, Ken, this is a narrative. They know they're going to stink. If he doesn't know they're going to stink, then they've got some big issues for the future. They know that losing has to be part of this equation of rebuilding because they have scrapped the entire roster to try to rebuild the farm and rebuild the system.
Yeah, I mean, you know, anyone that doesn't realize that they're going to stink would have to have their head in the sand because they've any last vestige of talent has been jettisoned. So, yeah, I mean, that's their plan. Like, why not come out and just say, hey, our plan is pain. You're going to have to suffer through pain for two or three seasons.
This ain't just getting started. It's the plan is pain.
Right, the plan is pain. If you're not man enough to be a – that's what their marketing plan should be. If you're not man enough to be a Marlins fan, we don't need you because there's going to be pain.
I like that better than what they're doing, but I also understand that they, you know, they're not going to push that. And Jeter from day one has said, I'm not going to say we're going to lose. I'm just not going to do it. So I agree with you. I don't see the harm in it, but it's just not the Jeter way. And I will say this, guys. The most amazing part to me today about the Marlins thing was being at Marlins Park and then hearing from Jeter. There isn't a single thing in this organization they haven't changed. Did you guys see the keto diet, Billy the Marlin?
Yes.
He was 6 pounds in the offseason.
What happened there? I guess maybe to be able to navigate through the fans easier? I don't know what happened.
Self-control.
Self-control.
Yes. Comical. He was asked about it. He's like, look, it was all part of the rebranding. Fans wanted change. We're giving them change. I mean, the bottom line is this. You read between the lines, and they just want to be completely different from the Lurie regime. They have scrapped everything. I mean, everything. You walk into the ballpark, and everything has changed, and everything is changing. It looked like did you guys see that Friar Fest documentary?
Yeah, yeah.
It looked like that. Like there was everything is under construction, and you hope they could finish it like in that month and a half until the regular season starts.
That's great. They're a director of game operations, Billy McFarland, and he's going to get it all. He's going to try to get it all together by opening day.
Hey, Will. Like I saw you say that. You said the level of change is staggering. That's what you tweeted. What about Mattingly? Is he ready for this? Is 57 years old? Does he want to be a part of this?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. There's a double question there. It's like, is he ready for this? I think the answer is, I think yes. I think he's kind of seeing like, look, I've got a job. I enjoy managing young guys. I want to believe their vision. But the bigger question is, what do they see in Mattingly? And Jeter was asked today point blank, like, hey, why does he have a 1-year contract? Why don't you just extend them? What's the benefit of having a lame duck and having this thing? And he said, look, I run this organization. The way we do things, everyone is evaluated at the end of the season, and Don is no different. Now, he went on to say he loves him and that he played with him a season in New York, and he was his hitting coach for the Yankees as well. So he has a relationship with him, but the Marlins are very much a year-to-year thing. They don't seem to want to commit to any kind of prediction, because even when he's asked about a timeline, Jeter's like, I don't do timelines. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do timelines because then people are going to hold that against me if we're not where we want to be at that timeline. And it's the same with managers. I think he's saying, look, if he does a good job and continues to progress, he'll be evaluated and then he'll be back. But it's interesting that Mattingly is in this as a lame duck into the season. I think that's kind of one of the storylines of like, hey, who's your manager of the future?
All right, Will Manso is with us, Local 10, Fox Sports Sun. Let me quickly go around the world in sports. Did you watch any of the Alliance of American Football this weekend?
I did not, and I don't know if maybe I've gone crazy, but I thought they were doing the XFL, right? Isn't that coming?
That's
back?
Next season. That's next okay. season. The AAF gets a one season jump on them.
It caught me totally by surprise. I totally missed it, or I forgot when it came. So when I started seeing the highlights and the clips of the quarterback basically getting killed on the field and all these things going on, I said, "What league is this?" But I mean, I think it's interesting. But like all those leagues, it's like, you know, this is the initial, hey, let me check this out, and then there's the how far can it go? Like I asked our producer, I said, "Hey, did you watch it?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Anybody good?" He's like, "Well, there was a guy who was like a linebacker for the Dolphins, like in training camp, like 5 years ago." And I'm like, "That's yourself?
That guy is Terrence Garvin, and how dare you refer to him in a generic sense?"
It wasn't me. That's how I was. That was the sell to me to watch it. I said, "You know, I think I'll pass."
I say Steve Spurrier got the most out of Terrence Garvin. Steve Spurrier, Dennis Erickson coaches the Arizona team. So you had no interest.
I didn't. I mean, I'm not going to lie, though. If I catch it, also Saturday is my daughter's birthday party, so I was running around. I didn't really watch much TV. So, but I mean, if I catch it on TV, if I'm at work or home, I'll watch. I'll casually watch and just see what it's all about. But I don't have that much interest in it, no.
And we're going in depth because Hawk loves the AAF, I think, because he wants to.
I saw your tweet, Doctor.
Well, because I'm gambling on it. I can make anything interesting with gambling.
Good point.
It's ridiculous. Well, but will you cover it? Will y'all talk about it on TV?
No, we didn't do anything. You know, we didn't mention it. I mean, if it was on our air, maybe. That's about the only way. But no, we didn't mention it.
Now, a couple other questions. Kyler Murray, he's going to play football, not baseball. Would you take a flyer on him if he's available with the 13th pick if you're the Dolphins?
I mean, yes. I think if you have a conviction in his ability, if you think he can hold up size-wise, I mean, the kid's got talent. I mean, he could throw, he could run. He seems like a quarterback who works in this new type of NFL. Obviously, you know, you're going to have to check in on his size and see how he looks in the combine, see how he works out. I mean, those are things that, for the scouts and for the people with the Dolphins, they'll have to look at. But, I mean, I see the kid's got a bazooka for an arm. We see how he can run. We see how the game has changed with quarterbacks who can get out of the pocket and throw like that. And we've also seen smaller quarterbacks succeed. When you see Drew Brees and Russell Wilson, these QBs, now, that's asking a lot. But if you believe that he can be your QB of the future and you can get him right there at 13, heck yeah, you take him.
But Will, it doesn't scare you at all that he has like dating a girl with a billionaire father. Like if it doesn't work out, she always got daddy to run back to. He has a multi-million-dollar, you know, backup plan to the NFL if he just doesn't feel like playing anymore.
Man, that's the probably more or as important as his size is. I think his talent is a good question. It's his dedication and his mind. Now today he released a statement saying that it's always been his focus. It's always been his dream, and I buy that. I mean, look, he won the Heisman Trophy. He's a great player. You have to delve into that, though, when you speak to him in personal meetings and stuff and interviews. It's like, hey, if I use a first-round pick on you and you're going to go through the ups and downs of football and trying to become an NFL quarterback, I can't do it where you're going to quit a year or two in and say this isn't for me. So those are things that teams definitely have to investigate and feel comfortable with.
Will Manso, Local 10, Fox Sports Sun. Last night, quickly, the Heat looked like they had a chance to beat Golden State. They got robbed. It was an obvious double dribble. What do you do, yeah. Will?
Oh, it sucked. I mean, that hurt. I mean, look, I'm not into moral victories. It was cool. They played a great game. It was the biggest audience of the season, by the way, on Fox Sports Sun. Biggest ratings number of the year. But they should have won. And it stinks that they're 1-2 on this trip when they really could be 3-0 if they don't blow that game in Sacramento. Tonight, the Nuggets are tough. I mean, they're one of the best teams in basketball, but the Heat played them tough here a few weeks ago, so hopefully they can bounce back because they need a win.
You okay with the Deion Waiters fadeaway three at the end of the game?
I couldn't deal with that one, Will.
I mean, I was better with Jay Rich coming off the screen, but then he got tripped, and you kind of went to Deion. And you know, Deion, you live and die with Deion with those shots. He made a lot of them last night, but then he missed that one.
No, Will. No, we live and die with Deion. I don't know if Deion would be the guy on other teams. That's what's getting to me.
Deion, look, Deion is Deion. Deion, who was the best player on the court last night? It was Deion. Just ask him.
Well, there you go. He was who was the best player last season in the NBA? Deion, just ask him. He didn't play. All right, Will Manso, see him on Local 10, Fox Sports Sun tonight. Heat and Nuggets. Heat and Nuggets tonight? Is that who it is?
Heat Nuggets,
Heat and
Nuggets. Yeah, we start 8:30, 9 o'clock tip.
All right, there you go. Thanks, Will.
You got it, guys. Anytime.
Will Manso. Always enjoy speaking with him. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come right back.
Radio.com. Radio. Sports.com.
What time does the good music start today?
What do you mean?
It's this hour.
It is slightly stupid. The world goes round.
Let's play some of the Grammy music.
Future?
Not just anything on the Grammys other than this garbage.
Play Childish Gambino. He won for like Record of the Year.
All right, relax, man.
All right, okay. I don't think we're upset.
I think you guys are.
No,
I'm
fine.
What do you guys
want
with good music?
All I said was, when does the good music start?
That's a subtle shot at me.
No, but but it doesn't mean I'm upset.
Why is subtle, not subtle?
We got something else better than that.
WQAM presents the 2019 Coconut Grove Arts Festival. If you're an art lover, foodie, or music fan, don't miss over 400 global artists showcasing their talents along Biscayne Bay. There'll be a ton of cooking demonstrations and live music as well. Coconut Grove Arts Festival runs February 16th through the 18th. You can get tickets now at cgaf.com. Has there been a startup league in our lifetime? Will Manso obviously had no interest in the Alliance. Some of the texts today, though, have been very positive towards it. And I think a lot of the social media and a lot of the articles that were written after this weekend's debut games were positive. There's some negatives, too. And I saw negatives in as well. But I saw positives. But has there been a startup league in our lifetime that has been a huge success?
In yours? The NFL.
That's cute. When did the NFL start? It may not be that.
No, the merger was 1970. NFL, AFL.
I was born in 69, so I was around. I was around for the merger.
Congratulations.
I think MLS is the only one.
MLS is the youngest one.
Is it a huge success?
I don't think it's a huge success, but it's getting there.
There's four major sports leagues.
Yeah.
Right? There's hockey, football, basketball, baseball.
Yes.
There's been, and the merger, and obviously, so there was, that was the AFL, right?
The NFL and the AFL. And, yeah.
And so the AFL merged
with
the NFL.
But there was professional football before that, to you. Like, to what you're saying, y'all
are joking. No, but the NFL existed.
Yes.
The NFL existed and the AFL, right? And then it merged in 1970?
Yes.
And the ABA existed. When did the ABA merge with the NBA? But I don't think there's been I don't know. I mean, MLS not on the level of the four major leagues, I don't think.
Not yet, but I think they have a good chance to get there.
The success in Atlanta and Seattle, and I don't know what the other cities are doing,
like,
but
I
they
wonder,
said the Atlanta United, they said it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
they said
70,000.
I talked to Randy McMichael, said it's damn near better than going to a Falcons game.
Well, remember, hockey couldn't even last in Atlanta, and MLS is just killing it there. But I wonder what the...
ABA-NBA was 1976.
Was the merger.
Merger, yeah.
So the ABA still existed in 76? Wow.
Yes.
I don't know, though, what the rights fees are. To me, that's how you can kind of gauge what's super successful. Like, the NHL, I don't know how successful the NHL is based on rights fees versus MLS and rights fees. I don't know. Does a major network have MLS?
Yeah, they do. Fox Sports and ESPN. ESPN and Fox Sports paid a combined $75 million per season.
For the MLS?
For MLS.
And what's the NHL getting? And I think they're on NBC, right? I think NHL is NBC. WNBC.
But even with MLS, and I, like you said, with Atlanta, Seattle, isolated cities, it can work. But to be the NFL, to have 30 cities packing 60,000 to watch soccer, can it get there? I don't know. But it's in addition to football, baseball, basketball. This is...
And hockey. That's the one. I'm wondering if MLS can overtake the NHL. Now, not in certain markets, obviously.
NHL pays $200
million. $200 million, and MLS is $75 million.
But it's something new. You have to be new, or you have to be an upgrade to make it. You can't, you can't bring back Gremlins and say, hey, let's go. Who's driving a Gremlin?
That's not necessarily true, though. I think if the USFL hadn't moved, what were they, a spring league, and then they moved to winter to go up against the NFL or whatnot, but... You could be a new league if you siphon off the talent from the existing leagues.
And that's what they can't do now.
And the AAF is not doing that. They're signing everybody to 3-year, $250,000 deals. So it's basically, a little over 80 grand a year that they're getting paid. But if they decided after a season or two, let's go pick off some of the NFL caliber talent, pay them NFL salaries, then you'd have an argument for a league being able to have staying power. Like there's been, you know, there was the CBA, remember, in the NBA, there was the Continental Basketball Association. Isaiah Thomas owned it for a little while. There's the USBL. There was arena football that never really, a lot of people thought that might become something. I don't think there's ever really been a startup league that has been anything but ancillary, except MLS. But like you
said, MLS is the only one I could think of.
Like you said, MLS, there was the NASL, which was the North American Soccer League. There was Major Indoor Soccer. You remember that? There was it was the Missile, Major Indoor Soccer League. But MLS is like the – that's on par with what, though, in the world of soccer? It's very low level, right?
Oh, very low level. It's nothing like with La Liga or the Premier League.
It's kind of AAF to NFL of what if the MLS team tried to go overseas? They would be laughed out of the country, right?
Yes. Yeah.
That's where, like, a standard set in our minds of football, a standard set of basketball.
Right.
You can't give us this and tell us it's football. Bro, I have the eye test. This isn't a football I've watched for the last 35 years of my
life. Somebody texts in the UFC. That's a good one.
Yes.
Again, new sport, essentially. MMA has been around, but really that is a league. It's a sanctioning body. I mean, it's kind of a league, but that's hugely successful.
Human cockfighting.
Yeah. Gladiator sports.
We were talking about it, but it's never been done before.
Did you see some of the hits in the Alliance over the weekend? Like, and they don't get flagged, man.
Barry Vivucci, the damn quarterback that got knocked out.
That dude's head came flying off.
Bro, he had field awareness. Yeah, what is going on? The man is right there. He's like, it wasn't blindside.
Remember, he thinks there's only five people rushing, and he thinks his O-line is going to protect them all.
But that's the thing. The guy was over there to
the right. Was that a sixth blitzer, or no, are you just saying thing, that like, you're not expecting someone to come from a blindside? Because the other thing, too, is
it wasn't blindside. Like, he hit the man in his face. If it was from the back of his head, I understand. He was looking at the man that knocked his damn helmet off. That's why he ain't making very, very, very Uchi.
But there were a couple of big hits in that league.
Did Hackenberg take a big hit, I think?
Did he?
Yeah.
I love the fact that they were not getting flagged. Yeah. Like, there were some big monster hits. They were not getting flagged. They were not calling ticky-tack PI penalties, which I'm sure you would like. That annoys me when they call that on seemingly every throw downfield.
Oh, that hit that we're talking about, that would have been a flag.
Oh, without question, I think that would have been a suspension, maybe.
Yeah. So, but it'd be funny for it to be a part of the NFL. They're going to have to start tightening up on that.
Well, but it's not a part of the NFL. They are a separate league. The NFL just doesn't mind them. They're not competing with the NFL. So the NFL, again, it's on, you know, the games are on NFL Network. Like there's some crossover. And they talk about the NFL openly and freely on that league, which I liked as well. I hate when they come on, you know, and it's like, let's pretend like we're the only football league that exists. No, there's the league, and then there's us, and we've got our little piece of the pie. 4 o'clock today, Ira Winderman, he is going to join us. I believe he's still in Oakland for the from the Heat Warriors game, and I think he's got to be in Denver, I guess, huh? He must be in Denver.
He texted us a while ago. I think he is in
He's
Denver.
In Denver. Yeah, he has to be, I guess, right? They play tonight? Yeah, yes, he's got to be in Denver. So around 4 o'clock, Ira Winderman's going to join us. We'll talk some Heat with him. I will tell you how our gambling on the AAF worked out this weekend for us personally, and how the experts that we brought on to tell you how to bet, how they did when we come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.